tonight is our 20th anniversary of Peace River. And we're going to celebrate that. We've had a tremendous past 20 years with Barbara Carlton as our CEO. And we expect, you know, more time out of her, hopefully, if we can get it. But the issues today are, you know, same issues that they were yesterday. We're looking to see if we can figure out what to do about HLB. And there's a lot of new production problems with that, with the fruit drop. And there's solutions, too, that are coming out. And they're coming out every day. So we as growers just need to be diligent and do the best we can and weigh this thing out, because we will get it figured out one day.
You and I were talking about fruit drop, and you're seeing it around the state on Valencia's pretty much like it was on early mids?
Well, not exactly yet, but I expect it to sooner or later. I mean, with the multiple bloom and everything else, if it is that way, we're going to need to back up and punt and figure out what to do, because we can't do this every year. So we need to find a cause and some way to supplement it to stop it, if there's any way to do it, and I don't know that. I don't know how to find that out. That's for the scientist.
How about as a Florida Citrus Commissioner, what are some of the big issues facing growers from a marketing standpoint?
Well, we got a lot of them. One good news is that those issues we had last year at this time are dwindling. Orange juice sales are back up, and with the flu season, that's helped out a lot. At least it's getting our customers back to us. And I think that's a big deal going forward. And we've got some good numbers on the shopper marketing deal that look good and going forward. And I think that's going to be our next train of thought.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.